Greenville.com.
South Carolina and all the ships at sea. How are you today, John Height?
I'm doing well, Walt. How are you doing today?
Other than I can't breathe, allergies. I may sound like a mouth breather today, but we'll get through this. Are you telling me that news out of Miami is that top five or six NFL draft pick Gregory Rousseau has opted out? Is that what you're telling
me? That is correct. Manny Diaz confirmed that at the top of the hour.
So much for all that Miami talk. That's a, you know, the Roche thing was to get him to play off of Rousseau, not to be a lone soldier. That changes significantly who Miami is. I mean, I don't know exactly what they were anyway, but that's certainly big news at the top of the hour. And we'll talk about Xavier Thomas a little later today too, in terms of, I don't know what his decision is. We have not heard anything yet, John, have we, of substance?
No, we will not.
In regard to what his potential situation is, why he may be opting out, etc.
We have heard nothing, and we will not hear anything at earliest until Dabo Swinney speaks tonight with the media at 6:45.
Oh, you'll hear it then, because you're going to get inundated with questions, basically, until you do, unless you just choose not to answer it. But I think it does demand an answer. It's a very legitimate question. It needs to be asked. It needs to be answered. We need to find out what's going on. And as far as Xavier Thomas is concerned, you know, again, there could be a myriad of reasons why he might opt out. If it's related to COVID, those are personal decisions. And I'm certainly not going to comment on anybody opting out due to those reasons. You know, I have concerns about that. But as far as football reasons, there is zero football reason for Xavier Thomas to opt out. None. I mean, none. He needs to play. He needs to play, and he needs to prove he can play. You know, speculation about Xavier Thomas and draft status, you know, goes all the way back to his high school days. I mean, on film, he looked like Bradley Chubb. That's who he was. Same guy, same body type, same explosiveness. But for an assortment of reasons, he's not really done anything collegiately. Nothing. So he's not in any position, in my opinion. Again, this is just sheerly speculative. I mean, we'll learn more maybe today, but from all I can speak to is the football standpoint. I hope nobody's advising him from a football standpoint that it's advantageous for him to opt out, because it is not. He is not a round one draft pick. He's not. I mean, I can't imagine anybody telling him that right now. He's a completely unproven commodity. Completely. Now, again, part of it was scheme a year ago. You play an odd front. That's not showing him to his best abilities. Is there more competition now? I don't know. Again, all speculative. We'll find out maybe today, certainly by tomorrow, what his status is and if indeed he is opting out, what the reasons are. But again, all I can say is from a football standpoint, if he's getting advice, the advice should be to play, compete, come back, you know, develop a football stock. Because right now you don't have one. You have to play. At some point you have to play. Because the NFL is not taking chances on round one unless you're playing. You know, now guys who have proven themselves, that's a different thing. You know, a guy who opts out at a certain point who's proven themselves, that's a different thing. But that hasn't happened in this case. This is not Gregory Rousseau, who proved himself a year ago, who decides to opt out. Rousseau's draft stock is going to fundamentally remain the same. I still don't think it's really advisable for players to be opting out unless they are opting out for COVID reasons. I think from a football standpoint, you're better off playing. Just in general. We shall see. All right, John. You know, for me, because I had a stunner for a second when I was looking at the original ACC schedule prior to it being altered. But for me, not much changes. I mean, you know, we have discussed this on the show in length when the model came out 2 weeks ago. The order of the games changes. It makes it a little more interesting, but fundamentally not that much changes. You're playing the same teams. It's not like we didn't know who you were playing. The order only matters so much. You know, Clemson's better than the teams they're playing. You know what? You can shuffle those damn games any way you want. Shuffle them any way you want. Put them anywhere you want. Clemson's still better than the teams they're playing, regardless of where you put them or where you play them. You know, it's just, that's the way it is. So if you missed it, John, the way this works is it's Clemson Wake Forest on 9/12, non-conference game the next week, open date after that, UVA at home, Miami at home without Gregory Rousseau. Wait a minute. What are they doing here in this block schedule? How are they determining home and away here?
By either if it's shaded in gray, it's on the road or not.
Oh, I see it. Okay, I see it. Okay. Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that. Okay, let's just start that again. At Wake Forest, non-conference game, open, Virginia at home, Miami at home, at Georgia Tech. Yeah, that makes sense now. Syracuse at home, Boston College at home, at Notre Dame, open date, at Florida State, home to Pitt, and at Virginia Tech. I don't know, John, initial thoughts on it. Like I said, for me, nothing really changes from the original go-through. You know, we hammered that out for like a whole show when it came out, and it's the same teams. The order is shuffled. Clemson's still better than all of them. Are there pitfalls? December game in Blacksburg. Weather could be a factor, maybe. The game against Pitt, but you know that's at home. Pitt is one of the teams in the ACC that should have an elite pass rush. That's an opportunity to affect the quarterback. I do think they're going to be better offensively as well. But I don't know. It looks the same to me, and it just got easier with Rousseau deciding to opt out.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, that was one of the issues when you were placing 4 out of 5 offensive line starters. You look at that pass rush from Miami with Roche and Rousseau, and you're thinking, okay, this could get interesting, but now you can double-team Roche. You don't have to worry about the other guy. It makes things a lot easier. I think those last two games, Pitt at home at Virginia Tech, could be a little difficult. Obviously, we know what happened last time Pitt came into Death Valley. I don't need to really go too much deeper than that. And, you know, Blacksburg at the end of the season, who knows what they're going to look like at that point. You know, maybe Hendon Hooker after the whole season has gotten significantly better. The new defense without Bud Foster could be better. They have some weather. Virginia Tech could be interesting.
Yeah. You know what? And this is a reach. You know, now I will say this. Your league opponents know you better than anybody else, and when you add league opponents to your schedule, potential pitfalls exist. We've seen elite Clemson teams lose to Pitt, lose to Syracuse, and should have lost to NC State at home when NC State missed a 30-yard field goal. So, you know, we've seen these things happen. So you can't think you're above that because nobody is above it. You're talking 18 to 22-year-old kids, and you have the added element of pandemic. You know, draw a pandemic card. Who draws the pandemic card? You know, and we'll see, which certainly could change your status. You know, it's interesting because I didn't get to hear much today, but I heard a couple minutes of Kelly and Kwok, and a texter, I believe, raised the specter of, you know, what if your quarterback room gets ill, or what if, I think more specifically is, what if Trevor Lawrence gets ill for that stretch run of games? You know, when hearing that text, John, and again, you know, Kelly brought up, correctly so, the point that, you know, well, if your Trevor Lawrence gets sick, your whole quarterback room could get sick. That's true. But let's just skip that for 1 second, because that's just another level I'm not ready to go to. But if just speaking to that one issue, what if Trevor Lawrence became ill down the stretch? You know what immediate thought I had in response to that, John?
What was that?
Any guess? Big picture, national.
You put DJ in and you history. Start that era.
Yeah, well, two words came to mind. Cardale Jones.
Makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Where he comes in and gets hot for a couple games. Yeah.
Right. Cardale Jones sits there, has the ability. He finally gets his chance at the end, and he leads him to a national title. And we saw Tua do this for Alabama in the second half of a national championship game. There's a reason Clemson recruited this guy. There's a reason they brought him across the country. And look, I believe he's been fully committed to learning and understanding the offense and is just awaiting his chance. So if that worst case scenario came about, I don't think that's a death knell for Clemson. I really don't. I think the next guy's as good as the guy you have. You know, you just haven't seen it yet, but that doesn't mean he isn't ready. And furthermore, no one else has seen him. You know what I mean? You can go back and watch the film on him, but there's not a lot to evaluate at this point. Now, there might be by the end of the year. There might be some by the end of the year. But go ahead.
I was going to say, even in normal years, you at least have a spring game to go off of.
Right.
You don't even have film from the spring game to go to see what even he remotely looks like within the confines of the Clemson offense.
Right. I don't think that's a death knell for Clemson unless the entire quarterback room gets sick. But your number two is super elite. Super elite. And has been waiting his chance. And if Cardale Jones could do it, why couldn't he? You know, if Cardale Jones could do it, why couldn't DJ? Because my initial thought when I heard that text, immediately Cardale Jones popped into my head. It's the same body type. You know, and Cardale Jones killed people with his arm and his legs. Killed them. He was just a monster that nobody was prepared for. Well, guess what? Clemson is a monster that nobody's prepared for. You know, look, that's a worst-case scenario, and you're not hoping this ends that way for anybody. Well, he may be. but my point is simply this. I don't know that that changes anything. You know, in other words, look, I think Clemson's better than Florida State, better than Pittsburgh, better than Virginia Tech with either quarterback. Maybe with all three quarterbacks. You know, so I don't know. I look at the schedule, and the only difficulty to me is that you have extended league games, you know, and league teams know you best, and there's that element of it. But I just don't see any of these teams beating Clemson. None of them. And I don't know. It still seems to me there's something going on at Virginia Tech. And I know there's still chatter about Florida State. I just don't understand where it comes from, since, you know, they suck and all. I don't understand why Florida State is the, well, let me just say, I mean, Florida State and Georgia Tech are the two worst teams Clemson plays. I mean, by a mile. These are the facts. Two worst teams Clemson plays. Not even close. I mean, just go look at the truth of it, what they've been for 3 years. And we still have people talking about them like that game matters. Clemson beat the living crap out of Florida State in Tallahassee. Walter Tula, Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back.
Hi, Don Munson for my friends at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. The wife and I have been in our custom-built Engineered Sleep mattress for several months now, and our sleep has never been better. It's been so good, we had them build a mattress for our special needs daughter, and now she sleeps like a rock. Your best sleep is out there at Engineered Sleep, a custom mattress built for you at half the cost. Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road, or check them out online at engineeredsleep.com. That's engineeredsleep.com.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
I'm Lewis, client manager at the Health Fair. I started as a client, and the coaching team helped me reverse my symptoms of type 2 diabetes and lose 20 pounds of belly fat in just a few weeks. I was so excited that I dedicated the rest of my life to helping clients reverse the symptoms of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sleep apnea, and dangerous belly fat. If you want to change your life, call 1-877-IDARE-ME or go to IDARE-ME.com. Tell them Lewis sent you and get the second program free. Go to IDARE-ME.com. I dare you.
Remember the lazy days of summer? Life slowed down and people enjoyed simple treats like frozen pops. Now you can savor the taste of summer all year long with Frio's Gourmet Pops. We use locally sourced ingredients like fresh fruit and dairy to make our pops from scratch. With Frio's unique variety of creamy and fruity flavors, you're bound to be hooked on our frozen treats. Visit FRIOSClemson.com for more information and pop by our shop at 518 College Avenue in Clemson. Support a local business and savor the flavor of Frio's Gourmet Pops, Clemson.
For over 30 years, one family has owned and operated Roto-Rooter, helping thousands of home and business owners like you. That's what they do 24/7, 365, with a real voice to talk to when your plumbing issues become their plumbing issues. Rest easy knowing Roto-Rooter is there for you, serving the upstate and western North Carolina for over 30 years. 288-7686, rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and four generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today. and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
We've got sports covered in Greenville. 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. You know, John, again, nothing changes for me. I've said since the close of the season last year that it would be Clemson and North Carolina, and I don't see anything to change that. I think it's Clemson and North Carolina. I think that's what we're going to see. Again, barring pandemic-related issues or other major injuries, I just don't see anything changing that. I mean, most of these games, I don't even see Clemson being threatened. Wake Forest will play hard, and they'll keep it close for a little while, but they'll fade. UVA is going to be pretty tough defensively. Lots of questions about who they are on offense. That's a home game. Miami at home. Okay, so John, the way that we understand this now is that Manny Diaz was on a Zoom call conference and saying that nobody had opted out.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. And then sometime later it was confirmed that Rousseau had opted out.
And you're suggesting that Rousseau had actually
Ben Mills
during?
Before I came in here, he was telling me that he was reading that it looked like that he texted him during the Zoom call while he was meeting with the media that he was opting out. Still trying to see that myself on Twitter, but been looking for that.
Well, that's a hysterical notion. Good thing those lines of communication are well established between coach and star player. You know, look, honestly, I still think that Miami situation is like a one-year deal with the devil. I just don't think it's real. I don't know. You know, look, could they enjoy some short-term success this year based on the players that they had for this 1 year? Yes. In a decent schedule? Yes. But what were they going to be beyond this year? It's not a program. It's not a program when you bring in your starting quarterback as a transfer, a star defensive end as a transfer, your likely left tackle as a transfer. That's not a program from a football standpoint. That's a stopgap. We have holes to fill. Let's fill them now. But that doesn't answer any of what happens the following year. You know, who your quarterback is the following year, who your defensive end is the following year. You know, and I've got Miami people texting me and saying, don't worry. It's all good because, you know, we have lots of talent, you know, and we have another five-star guy that's great. That's great. I mean, that's wonderful. But, you know, Texter 706, who's a Miami fan, writes, Rousseau is obviously a huge loss, but don't sleep on former number one recruit Jalen Phillips opposite Roche. People raved about him this spring and that he's a round one talent. Yeah, I've heard that a lot at Miami. And
they've been saying they have round one talents for years down there.
Right, but none of that ever happens.
Right.
And, and look, Phillips has some ability. It's not about whether Phillips has ability. It's about the other guy. Look, Rousseau took time to develop, and Phillips will take time to develop. It's a major loss, and he also said Miami just got the number one DT in America committed today. Do you have confirmation of that, John? Have you
seen that? No, we'll do some research, though.
That's what you need. That's what you need. But right now, it just looks like a short-term fix, and you go back to not having a quarterback the year after, and you don't have any defensive ends the year after, and maybe Phillips becomes one of those guys. We shall see. You want to get in 654-7627, 654-7627. You get in on any of this. All right, John, as far as the schedule, let's just take a look at it. We already looked at how it lays out for Clemson. So no deep concerns for you there. Look, all along it's been the game at Notre Dame, and I still think it's the game at Notre Dame, and you make allowances for the fact that a game in the first week of December in Blacksburg could be ugly from a weather standpoint. There's just no way of knowing. It could be nice. You don't know. It could be 50. You don't know.
The gentleman who committed to Miami is the number 12 defensive tackle in the country, according to Rivals.
Okay. Well, he's number one, according to the texter. So, 112, you know, it's an extra digit. Who's counting? I haven't watched the film, so I can't comment on it. I'll endeavor to do that. But I still see issues in that Miami program that this is a big blow. Loser Rousseau is a big blow. You know, it's funny because we were talking yesterday about whether there was any possible player defection that could approach what might happen at Penn State. And I said, well, there's Rousseau at Miami, but what difference does he really make to the wins and losses? One day later, he's gone. You know, so I don't know. I don't know. Not good news for the Miami Hurricanes. North Carolina has Syracuse to start, non-conference open, Boston College at home. You know, Boston College is not going to beat North Carolina, but I think the one area of potential concern for North Carolina is defensive line depth. And BC has the best offensive line in the league by far and a hammer at running back. Just a thought, you know, a game that potentially BC could play keep away in if they control that line of scrimmage as they probably should.
And it's a potential look-ahead game for North Carolina with Virginia Tech the week later, where a lot of people think that's what's going to be, you know, one of the big battles for get to Charlotte.
Yeah. Not me.
I just mean in terms of that matchup determining a lot of things more. So I think it's going to be a...
Right. All right. So we have Syracuse at home, and we have at BC, Virginia Tech at home, at Florida State, NC State at home, at UVA, be a little tricky, at Duke, home to Wake Forest, open, home to Notre Dame, and at Miami. You know, I think they lose one game. If you want to, and I don't even know where it is. I mean, a game to the schedule, you know, maybe it's at Miami at the end, although I'm not sure about that, especially now. It was going to be vital that Miami was able to pressure the quarterback. Maybe they still can. You know, again, the other thing that we need to keep in mind is we're talking home and away like home and away matters. And home and away may not matter at all. Home and away may mean virtually nothing other than team comfort. You know, because I don't know, still don't know what we're talking about for fans. You know, Penn State announced there won't be fans. So you're not going to have fans for Ohio State, Penn State. You know, normally you'd have 107,000 people. You're not going to have fans for that game. So where's the home field advantage then? Just in the comfort of the facilities. If you don't have fans, it changes everything. So, you know, it's funny because we want to talk about these games as home and away, but these games may all have sort of a neutral site feel. I mean, have we heard any word on possible attendance guidelines?
For Clemson, no, we have not.
For anybody?
Florida State, I think Florida State said today 20-25%. Or something. And I haven't been on Twitter a ton today, so I'm not entirely sure if anyone
has. I mean, maybe
any
that's what we're looking at. Maybe we're looking at a 20% model, sort of copying what's been done at places in the NFL, but I think that's going to be dependent on the individual geographic location of the team and perhaps you know, state or county ordinances regarding people in the stands. I don't think we know that yet. But let's just say it's 20%, all right? And just for the sake of argument, 20% across the board. Okay, you may have some influence on the game, but not the normal influence. The normal influence comes from the noise and the environment and all that stuff. You're just not going to have that, even if you have 20%. And so, I mean, fundamentally, I think what it means is more times than not, the better team is going to win. You know, they're not going to be subject to these ridiculous hostile road environments that make it very difficult to execute. There's not going to be any of that. Execute, you know, maybe this is it, John. Execution on the road is going to be simpler than it's ever been before in the modern era.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. You know, I mean, you have so many teams that are out there using signs and hand signals because they can't hear each other talk. You know, you can make your calls. You don't have to worry about as much about false starts and offsides and things like that with the crowd getting to you, and you can't even hear the quarterback yell the cadence. Yeah, it's going to be a big difference. I think it's going to, you know, you have to be more disciplined as a team within what you're doing. You know, you were talking about no fans there. There's also not going to be any bands. So, I mean, there's...
Yeah, right.
There's just so much of the pageantry and the energy that players feed off of that creates these, like you're saying, these raucous home of our... I mean, full stadiums, going to Blacksburg December 5th is a completely different feeling than going to Blacksburg with 25% capacity.
Yeah.
It's a completely different game.
Yeah, with Frosty the Snowman in the stands. You know, it's not the same thing. When I look at North Carolina, you get Notre Dame at home. Excuse me. And I think that's obviously the key game. And look, I have favored North Carolina to be in the championship game since the end of the season, and I don't see anything here to change my mind. I think they'll beat Notre Dame at home. I don't think it'll be easy. You know, 27-24, something like that, but they'll win. And at worst case scenario, I think they lose one game. John, thoughts?
Yeah, I think they lose one, maybe two. You know, just they went 7-6 last year. I know they have a lot coming back, and you know, but you were talking about their defensive line depth. If they struggle at all against the run, you know, I don't know. I could see them maybe getting their way, maybe a little bit of a sophomore slump. I'm not just, you know, I've been saying all summer if forced to pick when it was divisions anyways, to pick a team to win the Coastal, it was going to be North Carolina. But I still had some reservations about can they do it. They were 1-11 2 years ago, or 1-10, whatever that record was. And they go to 7-6, big jump. But can they take the next step? We need to see it. I think they're, from a talent standpoint, and I love their coaching staff. I think they're the second-best coaching staff in the league and one of the better rosters. And I think Sam Howell is probably the second-best quarterback in the league. But we just need to see him do it. So I think they could.
Yeah, but you know,
I could,
John,
see one or two losses in there.
Yeah, but the comfort that they have, John, the comfort factor, comfort zone they have is that it's not just Sam Howell. They got 2,000-yard receivers, 1,000-yard running back who may not be the best running back on his team. They're just loaded. You lose one offensive lineman. They return that entire offense. And I think the problem people are going to have with playing North Carolina is, well, first of all, I think Bateman does such a great job with that defense that they're going to compete and be pretty good on that side of the ball, if only because of him. And then they have some talent mixed in too, you know, Surratt, Duck, etc. But,
well, you just like mentioning that guy's name.
I do. But the other part of it is this. We are in an offensive era of football. This is all about offense. Either you can score or you can't. They're going to score 40 points a game. That's a given. They're scoring 40 points a game. And if you can't score 40 a game, how are you going to beat them? See, to me, I just don't think these other teams have enough offensive firepower to stay with them. I mean, you may stay with them for a while, and it may not look terrible on the scoreboard at the end. I mean, you may lose, you know, 41-27, but I just don't know how you're going to score with them. And again, I point out the Syracuse example of 2 years ago. where they averaged just over 40 points a game in Dungy's last year. And then they won 10 games. And then last year they averaged 28 a game, 12-point drop-off, and they won 5 games. Well, North Carolina, I think, was like at 33 last year. They're going to be at 40 this year. And when they put 40 up on the board, how are you going to beat them? I mean, does Syracuse have enough offense to beat them with if Carolina scores 40? Just assume for a second that Carolina's scoring 40, all right? Because that's what's going to happen. They're going to score 40. So does Syracuse have enough offense to beat them at 40? No. Does BC have enough offense to beat them at 40? Even with the offensive line stuff I mentioned, I would say no. Does Virginia Tech have enough offense to beat them at 40? I don't think so. I think they have enough to make it look close, but to beat them, no. Does Florida State have enough offense?
You can't even say the sentence. I mean, you can't even get it out of your mouth.
Right. Does NC State have enough offense to beat them at 40? Does Virginia or Duke have enough offense to beat them at 40? Does Wake Forest, you know, Wake Forest may have enough offense, but they don't have any defense. You know, they're a one-man defense, so that's still a no. Notre Dame, I assume, has enough defense to control North Carolina to an extent, but you're still going to have to put enough points up on the scoreboard, and can they? I don't think so. And can Miami score enough? You know, I, with all due respect to De'Ara King, who's tremendous, I still think the answer is no. I think that's the dilemma for all these teams that are going to play North Carolina, all these non-Clemson teams that are going to play North Carolina. The dilemma for all of them is North Carolina is going to score 40 points. Can you score 40? And I just don't, I don't think any of them can. I really don't. I think some of them may, you know, put 27 up, 30, whatever, but I don't think they can score 40. And I think 40 is what it's going to take on a routine basis to beat this team, because there aren't many situations in the country where a team returns a young star quarterback as good as Howell, who returns every stinking weapon. Every stinking, and has some new ones that haven't even been unwrapped. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break.
Let's face it, sometimes local is just better. Locally grown, locally sourced, shop local, eat local. But what about local expertise? At Allstate, Friar Dixon is just that, a local. So contact Clemson Allstate agency Friar Dixon today so he can help you with protection that's right for you and the things you love most. Allstate, are you in good hands? Friar Dixon Allstate, Patrick Square, above Rick Irwin's, 133 Thomas Green Boulevard, Suite 206A. Call 643-2895. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Wait, you did not get a couple of quotes?
Should I? Did you get a couple of quotes?
Yes, replacing a garage door is a big deal.
At Built Right Garage Doors, we believe garage doors should demonstrate both durability and class. RCHI Accents Wood Tones garage doors are meticulously designed and manufactured using full-color digital imaging and insulated steel.
I'm calling Built Right.
Built Right 232-DOOR.
Built Right Garage Doors. Call 232-DOOR.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Joe's New York Pizza is open Tuesday through Sunday. They thank you for your support and look forward to seeing you in either the Seneca or Clemson location soon. Check out the great daily specials Joe's has waiting for you on their Facebook page, like buy one, get one pizza on Tuesdays, a large pizza and 10 wings for only $20 Wednesdays, and free meatballs with any pasta entree on Thursdays. It's all about the sauce. And most importantly, it's all about you, the loyal Joe's New York Pizza customers. Thank you for your support.
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar presents an original that's now maybe even better. Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Mary had a bottle of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar, with the same refreshing taste as the original, but with zero sugar. Mary had a bottle of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. That's taste was as good as the original, maybe even better.
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. As good as the original, maybe even better.
Stop by your local Bilo and pick up a Mountain Dew Zero. Zero sugar, all due.
We are all living in uncertainty right now, but one thing is for certain, and that is the importance of health and cleanliness in our home. It's one of the things we can control to keep our families safe. There's no one better to clean and disinfect your home than the cleaning experts at Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for only $129 and a free hallway. Visit ZeroResGreenville.com. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Right now at Kohl's, take an extra 25% off top active brands, including Under Armour for her. Get Nike shoes for the family, $48.75 and under. And save on Levi's denim for the family. Plus, get limited contact store drive up. And get even more for your wallet with Kohl's Cash. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
25% off Under Armour ends August 9th. Nike ends August 8th. Levi's sale ends August 30th. Offers and coupons do not apply. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Become a Roar Insider. Get the scoop with the Roar newsletter and a chance to win prizes. Log on to WCCPFM.com and click on the newsletter banner from the Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're back, joined by John Hite today. Jake from Ivis says, I'm a Clemson fan. I can tell you the kid Miami got today is really good. He's number one DT on 247 and number three in composite rankings. John, didn't you tell me he was 12?
That was off of rankings? Rivals. So okay. I did not check 247s.
Yeah, first of all, what a high school ranking service ranks a kid is of no consequence to me. I'll watch his film and I'll tell you what I think of him. You know, that's the bottom line on that deal. I haven't watched this film yet. I have no idea. I don't care what those high school ranking services say. Tester asks, I'm not sure I understand what you're asking me, Tester. He says, so no chance for a bigger UNC's top two wide receiver would most likely start at Clemson. Not quite following what you're saying there. I think your phone may have screwed up that text. Send that back, because I think I'm missing something in that text. Tested Walt sounds like COVID. Well, if allergies sound like COVID, yes. I warned you about that at the start. I mean, if you're asking me, would North Carolina's top two receivers start at Clemson? Right now, I would say yes. I would say yes, they would. Because they're proven commodities. They're both 1,000-yard receivers. And I think they're both going to have enormous years. And they're both future pros. Now, I think Clemson has future pros in the mix, too, but they're not proven yet. So, yeah. I mean, I think that there's probably some truth to that, if that's what you're saying. Let me get Looper in here. Looper, how are you?
Well, we ain't worried about Mackey. We saw what happened at Texas, and it went down the hill. It can't even keep Page. And the North Carolina, the big stars coming out of North Carolina, just like Ball Nation. We got another fire to Tennessee, and we don't worry about him. He can go where I don't know who their coach is. He won't be there long. Tipper or whatever his name is. You're talking about Justin Foster. He might have saw the light. Go, we don't care. We got Brian Proceed. He can play defensive end. Miles Murphy, another one of them big five-star defensive ends. Then we got Trey Williams and Xavier Thomas who played defensive end. And DeMont Capehart, the guy there. So we're going to go back to our four-man front. And I'm telling you, this defense, I think it's going to eat people's lunch. Because, you know, look what he done last year playing the odd man front. You know, patchwork. I call that patchwork defense. Still shut people down. What they going to do when they go back to their defense like they had the year before? The four down linemen. You got them young bucks coming in there like old Miles Murphy. And I think he gained a little weight and proceed. I'm trying to look at their weight charts. And it looked like they're all coming back in shape. I was wondering what you think.
I agree with that. I think, you know, as I said the other day, I think that's exactly what will happen. I think the strength of the team shifts back to the defensive front like it was a couple of years ago, and Clemson goes back to an even front because you have the depth and the talent to do it. Last year you didn't. Last year you had safety body types, and you just didn't have the depth or trust the talent up front. I mean, your best defensive lineman was a freshman defensive tackle. You know, this year, I think you have much more depth, much more talent, and that's with or without Xavier Thomas.
Yeah. So, we ain't worried about Mackey. He won't be putting up no 40. And, I hope we get him in that championship game. Go, we'll show him what it looked like what we done to Virginia last year. I don't want him beat downs. Mackey will be saying, well, it's time for me to retire. I see the future on the door. I can't compete. Just like old Mr. Monkey Chunk. Boy, this is going to be a bad year for him playing all conference games. I don't look for him to break 500. I look for him maybe win about three games. And wonder if he'll keep old Monkey after that. And I'll take it out there.
Well, I think he's only won 40% of his league games. Well, what was that? John?
I'm not sure what that was.
I'm hearing myself in an echo form, however that happened. But yeah, I think Muschamp has only won 40% of his league games, so playing all league schedule, yeah, probably not that advantageous. Anything else, John, about the schedule? You mentioned during the break, you asked me if I thought UAB could be a factor against Miami in game one. I do. I think this is the best team that Bill Clark has had. This is the most complete team he's had. This team's going to be really good defensively, very athletic. Clark's a brilliant defensive mind, one of the five or six best in the country. And by the way, a guy was in consideration for the Clemson defensive coordinator job when Brent Venables was chosen. And then I think offensively, I think this is the best team he's had. So, yeah, I think that's a danger game, especially, you know, given the newness at quarterback in Miami, given the fact that you're now not going to have Rousseau. Yeah, that game, that's an interesting opening game.
And it's also a must win when you have to go to Louisville week two.
Yeah, yeah. Not sure I'd want that to open the season. Let's look at them. They're at Louisville. I think they'll lose that game. Florida State, Clemson, which is a loss. Pittsburgh. God, I don't know if they beat Pitt. I think Pitt's defense is going to be salty, and I think Pickett is going to have a big year. I'm not sure about that. I know that's at home, but I don't think that's a given. Virginia causes them some problems, too. At NC State, they should win that. At Virginia Tech, they'll lose that, probably, maybe. Georgia Tech at home win. At Wake Forest, who knows? And then North Carolina to end the year, I think that's a loss, even though it's at home. I don't know. I'm starting to think Miami's not going to be the factor that maybe we thought. I had them in my top 25 before the year. In fact, we need to pull that up because the coaches poll came out with the top 25. And obviously, you know, there are little bits of information that we glean with every passing day that wasn't known to us previously that impacts this, you know, like what's going to happen with Micah Parsons. Has there been anything on Parsons yet, John?
It's official.
Nothing.
It's official.
It is?
Yeah. It was official about an hour or so ago. Give me one moment. I'll double confirm that for you.
Well, if Micah Parsons is out at Penn State, it does change who they are.
Adam Schefter reported it 2 hours ago that he is officially opting out and will enter the 2021 draft.
Well, that's an enormous loss for Penn State, and quite honestly, maybe enough to make me reconsider where I have them in my preseason poll, because I had them as the fourth playoff team. So I think that's a concern, a big time concern. Changes who they are fundamentally. What we'll do is I want to take a look at anything else, first of all, John, on the schedule that's of interest to you.
I had Clemson. Some notes, but we've kind of already gone over. And there's not too much from a Clemson perspective or North Carolina that really jumps out at me. I think an interesting back-to-back or three out of four for is Notre Dame with Louisville at Pittsburgh. I mean, they go to Georgia Tech, but then they have the Clemson game and BC right after that. You know, I wouldn't be too concerned if I'm them about Georgia Tech, but Louisville, Pittsburgh, Clemson, BC, that's a tough four out of five game stretch there for the Irish.
Yeah, I would agree with that. They get Louisville at home. They're at Pitt. Then you get the throwaway of Georgia Tech and then the Clemson game.
And then at Boston College, where Jurkovic is going to be fired up.
Yeah, and they're at North Carolina. Yeah, that is a tough stretch. You know, and we've seen, you know, some of these teams. I mean, have you looked at Syracuse's road schedule? Do you remember it from before? I mean, the Syracuse road schedule is as brutal as it gets.
They don't stand a chance in any one of those games.
Yeah, they are at North Carolina, Pitt, Clemson, Louisville, and Notre Dame. That is absolutely brutal.
Who did Dino Babers upset in the league office?
Yeah, he should have. Now, I grant you, those five home games are relatively easy. But you're losing all five of those road games. I don't even think there's a question about it. I think you're losing all five of those games. That means you got to win all your home games just to stay afloat. That's not a good position for Dino Babers to be in. You know, it's like we said before, Dino should have jumped 2 years ago. He should have taken that 10-win season and left town because and look, it's not that DeVito can't play. DeVito can throw. You know, there's only one quarterback in America, John, believe it or not. This is like a fairly shocking stat. Only one quarterback in America completed two throws in the air of more than 50 yards last year, and it was DeVito.
Really?
Is that not shocking?
That's extremely shocking because I don't know how he had enough time to stand back there to let a receiver get that far down the field and throw it.
Yeah. You know, again, he's a much better passer than Dungy was, but he has to have help. He has to have protection. You know, there's a little bit of a toughness to him, but he has to absolutely have help, and he didn't get any of that a year ago. Man, look, I don't think things are going to go much better for him this year. You know, from a Florida State standpoint, you get Georgia Tech at home. You're at Miami, one loss. At Notre Dame, two losses. Home to NC State, three losses. At Louisville, four losses. You know, forget the OOC game. From a league standpoint, that's a 1-1, 1-2, 1-3, 1-4. That's a 1-4 start to your season. And then Pittsburgh, they get at home, who I think is better than them. That's 1-5. I think Florida State's going to start the 1-5. How about that, John?
They're going to be in November at 1-5.
Yeah. Again, it's like I've said, you can convince yourself of all this crap all you want. They're not a good team, and they're about to get their A handed to them on a platter. Walt Diptula Road Rage. Quick break.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla has done it again. We've made the buying...